Well, how much has the situation you're in made your jobs not easier, but certainly more enjoyable to come to work and know what you have to do every night?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of not the first time we've been here. Obviously, we were here last year. We were in the race last year. Just a little bit different feel as far as, you know, I feel like everyone was kind of losing games last year. It was more of a potato race versus where it's at right now. And, I mean, when we're playing with this passion and this energy and, you know, bringing it in front of our fans and, you know, it's desperate hockey. And, you know, each game we play is the most important one. So, you know, I think our group's doing a really good job at staying in the moment and, you know, just recognizing our opportunities within the moment. And then that just builds off of itself. So, yeah, it's good right now.
Was that what was behind the quick start coming out the way you did, and, you know, jumping on them right away?
That and maybe also just, you know, it's a Saturday night and we want to let them know that they're coming in our building. You know, they're fighting for their lives over there too. And just right from the drop of the puck, I think that's been our memo for the last however long, is just to make sure that they know they're in a game.
Well, how hard do you think you are to check as a team right now with so many guys going?
I mean, there's not much space out there for me. I think just being above them, being on the same page, you know, everyone wants time and space with the puck. And when you're in their face, it certainly is frustrating. And I just think we're doing a really good job of buying into that and, you know, making sure everyone kind of looks the same as far as our lines and our D pairs and, you know, everyone's on the same page.
Yeah. I know you don't measure your game by goals, but how good did that feel? It's been a little while.
Yeah. You know, it's obviously nice to contribute that way. I feel like, you know, if you look at this year, it doesn't be going in, but, you know, I evaluate the process, not really the end result. And right now with our team winning hockey games, that's the most important thing. And, you know, just continue to build and grow and learn. And I mean, yeah, this is a great opportunity here.
Do you feel like that's one of the best third periods of the season, just defensively, just locking it down, setting it down?
Yeah, I think we're doing a really good job at, you know, when we have leads, to make sure they don't get anything. And you know, tonight it was another example of that. But I just think throughout the last little while, when we have leads, you know, playing with that desperate kind of 2-1 mentality and just executing and getting the job done.
Cool. Compared to earlier in the season, you know, when the leads were kind of going away a little bit, is that more of a systemic change? Is there system changes in the structure that we can attribute that to, or is it just something else like an attitude?
I mean, I'm not really thinking about that time of the year and when it's not really going well. You obviously learn from it and grow from it and move on. And you know, certainly when you're in that position, you're up a couple goals, or a goal, whatever it is, you want to finish the game. And you know, for whatever reason earlier in the year, that just wasn't the case. But yeah, I just think it all stems from passion and the will to get the job done. And I think we've turned the dial up, and it's got to continue to get turned up here.
As a teammate, Rick keeps talking about how he wants all the lines to look the same, and they are, at least for 2 weeks now, at least. Can you, was there a moment where you guys kind of felt it all click and like coming together?
As far as like...
Just like the way you guys play hockey, the way you're limiting shots, the way that you're generating stuff on your own without giving anything away.
I mean, ever since we hired Bones, what are we, like 18 and 2 and 4 or something like that? So, I mean, it's crazy how the change of energy and having a new voice come here. Bones is such a good leader and really good at teaching principles. And I think that just has cleared it up for our group. And, you know, kind of just that new energy and, you know, maybe a rebuy-in has helped us have sustained success. And, yeah, I mean, just, again, it's another great opportunity.
Played a lot of games for a young man. Have you ever had more fun than you're having playing hockey?
I always have fun when I'm playing hockey. I mean, if you don't have fun when you're playing hockey, what's the point? But you know, obviously, you want to win, and you want to have this feeling, and have this feeling, you know, sustained over time. And so, yeah, I mean, it's certainly great energy right now.
Cole, your guy likes to play in the middle of that, but this year's been on the wing. Did it take you a little bit to kind of figure out how to best succeed at the wing? I mean, really thriving
there. I don't think it's taken me too much time. I mean, I feel like I've played most of the year with Charlie and Ollie, and you know, obviously you just know those types of players, and I mean, both of them make it super easy, and you know, I think. We play simple, but we are very, very effective, and you know, whether I'm in the I've always said this, whether I'm in the wing, whether I'm in the middle, you know, just want to be put in a position to help the team. And yeah, I think you know, the way we're working right now is giving us the best chance to, you know, win some games and have success.
Thanks, Silly.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.